Welcome to part 4 of this series. This one we're talking about choosing your novel's setting. So you've gone through working on the story idea, you've chosen the main characters, and you've worked out which point of view serves your story best. You now need to decide on where and when the story happens. So, of course, while you were choosing your idea, you may have already decided on the setting. Perhaps it was even the setting that intrigued you enough and in the first place and prompted your story idea. Maybe it was a strange town you visited once and you wanted to explore the local myths. Maybe you discovered history about your town, or maybe there was a recent, you know, excavation uncovering something hidden in a city you found in Mexico, for example. So in this case, the location of your story matters, and that your story will revolve around the setting as much as it does about the characters. If we go by the bank robbery example we covered in the previous discussion, your story would most likely be set in a city, and the bank will be on a high street or in a business district or like in a shopping area. So this might be a real place that exists in the present or in history, or it might be an imaginary place that you made up completely. You can also set your novel somewhere in between, such as a fictitious small town within a real country, with some elements based on reality and some elements being fictional. If you were writing in a genre such as fantasy or sci-fi, your story could be set in a very different place. It could be set in another planet or an alternative reality. In historical fiction, your story's location might be real, but you can choose to set it in a specific time period in history, such as the old Wild West, or maybe ancient Egypt, or during the First World War, or even a time period outside recorded history, such as the Stone Age period. If you were writing an urban fantasy, you could have the option of injecting imaginary elements into the present day and in the real world. If you're writing about a real place, then research is of paramount importance. You'll need to discover and include specific details about the place and the time period in your novel. You should be able to describe the places in your novel well enough that the story would seem authentic to someone who lives there now. Most of my stories are set in real places, usually places that I've been to, places I've visited or lived in or worked in. Sometimes I have had to write about a different city, and that usually required me to research into the place so that I can weave elements of the setting into the story. Sometimes I can add fictional things to a real place, or if it's a story where the setting is not really important, for example, if it's a scene indoors, I can completely make up the setting to suit the character's needs. Now, if you are writing historical fiction, the setting in the past must ring true to a reader who has also studied the period. Even imaginary places must be as detailed as if they are real. You can invent some of the details rather than researching them, but you must respect the conventions of your genre. For example, in hardcore science fiction, you generally cannot break known rules of physics, but you can do so in fantasy. As you research, you may find new ideas for your characters and the plot, or you might even make a discovery that completely changes your initial premise. You have the freedom as the author to completely change your story to fit in with your research. Well, whichever path you take, your finished novel should take place within a clearly defined world, and that world should be defined by enough specific details to seem believable and consistent and intriguing to a reader, to make the character's actions and choices understandable within it, and to help the plot make sense. My novel, Nothing Comes Close, was set in London, Milton Keynes, and Lagos. I've lived in both Lagos and London, but I've only visited Milton Keynes once, so I had to research the city to be able to write some of the scenes in the book. For example, research was necessary for me to be able to describe the roundabouts in Milton Keynes, the journey on the M1, the motorway, the police station, and other places. For the scenes that were set in London, I could describe Lola's journey from her office to the underground station based on my own experience of working in central London. I could describe things like the coffee shops, the noise of traffic, the newspaper vendors, and those other things that make a scene in London rush hour seem very realistic to a reader that's familiar with London. So make sure when you're working on your setting for your book, make sure that you have enough material to make it as real and as conducive to your story as possible. That's the end of this part. Thank you.